your darn of a trip, here on a trip. Lean back and stay a while, now it's a kid's monitor.
Hello, this is Bill Mazur, sitting in for Ed McMahon as your host for Monitor 67. First, Monitor Music.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Oh, the sun is together, you and I. Oh, we can.
Johnny Man Singers, Up, Up, and Away. I don't believe this next line. Arrangement by the Lone Ranger?
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Now, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gatty, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. Practice makes perfect, whether you're casting a fly, driving a nail, or putting a golf ball. I'll have some advice on this, but right now, this message. Did you ever think you'd like to own a camper? I know I have. Well, why not win one? You might if you see your Zebco dealer right away. A dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup with a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash, is the grand prize in Zebco's $25,000 sports stakes. Or you could win a 16-foot fiberglass outboard boat and Mercury motor, or any one of the 2,500 great prizes. As I said, just stop by your Zebco dealer and fill out an entry blank. No purchase is necessary. But while you're there, you'll want to see his 1967 lineup of Zebco balanced fishing tackle, the all-new Cardinal spinning reels by the Swedish craftsman of Abu, and the Redhead lines of outdoor sporting equipment. They're all products of Zebco, which means outstanding features, fine craftsmanship, and rugged dependability. Enter the Zebco $25,000 sports stakes now. Void where prohibited by law. And since I'm not eligible, I hope you win. And remember, nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. I guess I created a little excitement in the neighborhood the other day. Having an urge to flex my casting arm, I put a bucket in the driveway, backed off 50 feet, and commenced heaving a rubber practice plug at it. After a few wild casts, I began to get the feel of it again and was soon dropping the plug in or near the bucket almost every time. But I noticed that all the cars were slowing down as they drove past, and one driver was so busy staring at me that he almost ran into my lamppost. Finally, a little 4-year-old girl sidled through the bushes, sneaked up in that bucket, and cautiously looked in. And then she put her hands on her little hips and stared at me in disbelief. "Mr. Gowdy," she said. "Yes," I answered. My mother said that strange Mr. Gowdy was at it again, but I didn't believe her. I told her you had some fish in that bucket. Then she shook her little head and stalked back home. Well, now people may think you're some kind of a nut for doing it, but I'm still of the opinion that casting practice plugs at a bucket makes a lot of sense. For instance, I know a man who has just returned from a bone fishing trip in the Bahamas. He had never caught one of those fish, and he wanted a trophy to hang on his den wall. When I asked him how he did, he muttered something about not having any luck and changed the subject. But I got the real story from his fishing buddy. The two men saw fish every day they were on the flats. One of the men hooked more than a dozen and landed half of them. The first man failed to catch a fish simply because he couldn't put a lure or a baited hook within 10 feet of the bonefish he was casting at. Now, isn't that ridiculous? Can you imagine a man buying a new spinning outfit, spending $1,000 on a trip of a lifetime, and having a miserable time because he didn't spend a few hours practicing with his rig before he left home? My point is this. It takes a little skill to avoid backlashes with a bait casting reel, but this skill can be learned with a little practice. Mastering a fly rod isn't difficult either, but a certain amount of skill is required to cast into a wind or properly fish a brushy creek, and you can get that practice with a fly rod right out on your back lawn. Practice is the one sure way to develop these skills, and it's a cinch to make fishing a lot more fun in the process. Not only does the skillful fisherman have more strikes and catch more fish, he gains a certain amount of pleasure in making accurate casts under difficult conditions. It's as much of a thrill for a fisherman to hit a small pocket in a weed bed with a 40-foot cast as it is for a golfer to sink a 20-foot putt. So get a bucket, set it up in the backyard to avoid those nosy neighbors, and when you can frequently hit it with a 30-foot cast, you're well on your way to making fishing even more fun than it is right now. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. If you're out fishing on a day when there's no wind and you're trolling slowly, that old outboard exhaust backs right up into your boat. Well, Mercury's got a different way to handle outboard exhaust. Jet prop. Jet prop fires exhaust fumes and sound out deep underwater behind your boat. Jet prop exhaust is standard equipment on every Merc. See all 9 quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower. At your Mercury outboard dealer. Kurt Gowdy brings you Monitor Outdoors each weekend here on the Monitor Beacon.
Going to California? Go TWA, nonstop jets every hour on the hour, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Low as $200 round trip. Call TWA for details. Nearly 2.25 million Americans, 65 and over, are veterans. The Veterans Administration, a strong believer in a better life for senior citizens with many active, successful programs for older veterans, urges you to do what you can in your community to provide services and opportunities for older people. Take a good look around and lend your help in Senior Citizens Month. Weeknights from 7 to 7:45, WNBC widens your world with news. National news, world news, local news, in-depth news, on-the-spot news, business news, sports news, all the news. Morgan Beatty, Ed Goff, Bob Wilson, Bill Mazur, Joe Garagiola, and the news. Weeknights from 7 to 7:45 on WNBC.
The Come Alive sound on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Bill Mazur for Monitor 67, where you meet interesting people, one of whom, actress Shirley Jones, will be along in just 2 minutes with some straight talk about marriage and children as they're handled by show business people. First, let's have some Monitor music. Here's Nancy Sinatra with a brand new one, You Only Live Twice.
For yourself.
and one for your dreams.
So hot to me either.
Well, why don't you pick one,
Dad? Why didn't you ask somebody? If you had asked somebody, I wouldn't be sitting here starving.
I'm trying to drive the next time you plan a trip, stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide to take along with you. The mobile travel guide lists restaurants, motels, and hotels all across the country and gives each one an honest rating based on an actual inspection by a hard-to-please mobile travel guide inspector. So you know just what to expect when you get there.
It's about time.
Are show business people really more temperamental than the rest of us? Do their children suffer from the erratic lives their parents lead? According to actress Shirley Jones, the answer is no to both these questions, at least as far as they concern herself and her husband, Jack Cassidy. She explained her viewpoint to Monitor reporter Alan Jay.
Now, I understand you and Jack have four children.
Yes, Jack has an older boy by another marriage. David was 17, and then we have three boys together.
And where are they right now?
They're in Los Angeles, which is primarily our home at the moment.
Who's keeping an eye on them?
We have a nurse with them and a woman who has been with me for 10 years who knows the children very well. Mm.
But when you started out on this tour, did you have any feelings of conflict about the kids' welfare?
Oh, absolutely. One of the main reasons I didn't want to do the tour is because of it. But fortunately, we had a month in Los Angeles. We played there at the Huntington Hartford, where we lived at home with the boys. We had 2 weeks in San Francisco, where the boys were with us for the 2 weeks. So I would say we've been with the children on about half the tour in all. So it hasn't really been that bad. And, of course, we have the biggest phone bills in the country. But I think it's been good for Jack and I, number one, because Jack and I had been separated for 3 years off and on while he had been in New York in the theater and I had been in Los Angeles with the boys. And I think it was very good for our relationship to kind of be alone and together for 5 months.
How do you think it's a good thing for the kids to be separated this way from their parents?
Well, I don't say it's a good thing, except that I don't think it hurts them. That's the point. Most people say, oh, it's terrible and, you know, you're ruining the children. It's much harder on me than it is on them. They have their little routine. They have each other. They have all their friends. They're very good in school. They have no major problems. I suffer a great deal. I had to fly home last weekend for just one day because I just couldn't stand it any longer. It has worked out on the tour, though. The most we've been away from them has been 3 weeks at a time.
What happens if one of the boys becomes ill?
Well, certainly, I would go right home.
I think doctors and psychologists say it's not how much you're with your kids, but the quality.
Absolutely.
There's another thing that occurs to me. Is it possible that touring with your husband, say, in a year's period, familiarity breeds contempt? Sometimes
yes.
You get on each other's nerves.
Oh, yes. Very much so. But as I said, Jack and I had had so many periods of being separated that this was almost a thing of getting to know each other
sure,
again.
Sure, a second honeymoon.
Which we needed. Yes, absolutely. Although, of course, there are moments because we were together. We are together 24 hours a day. We work together and we live in the hotel. So I was just saying, it doesn't bother me so much. Maybe it's because I'm a woman, but I enjoy doing everything with him, and I enjoy being with him. He doesn't so much. He says, get out, leave me alone. So when I see that gleam in his eye, I go to the zoo, I go to the museum, I get out of the room, and it's helped.
Now, about that name, nobody is named Shirley Jones.
I am.
Really?
Yes.
How long did it take you to think up that name?
Nobody could think up Shirley Jones. You have to be born with it.
You really are Shirley Jones?
Yes.
Why didn't you change your name just as everyone else does?
Well, it was funny because when I was asked to do Oklahoma, the movie, there was talk of my changing my name at that time, naturally. But Mr. Richard Rogers and Mr. Oscar Hammerstein decided that Shirley Jones was as all-American as apple pie, and so was Laurie in Oklahoma, and why should I change my name? So they were the two men that decided I should keep it.
Besides, there already was a Mary Martin.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Shirley Jones. This is Alan Jay in Philadelphia for Monitor.
Shirley Jones, probably best known for her part as Laurie in Oklahoma with One Woman's Formula for Marriage.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ransohoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, but pretty gay ones, wouldn't you say, Army?
That I would. Fast-moving, sophisticated, Don't Make Waves is very funny. And best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Victor Moon sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Monitor Muse again with Roger Williams' Sweet Pea.
Mrs. Baker?
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know. Just like the big IH tractor.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No. No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. You're checking up on the weekend world with Monitor 67, wherever you are, wherever you go. Monitor goes with you, anywhere in the USA. In and around Amarillo, Texas, our friends hear us on KGNC. Now it's identification time for all our NBC stations, and then we'll be around again with more of Monitor. I'm Bill Mazur.
This is Mel Allen. I'll be with you each weekend with Monitor Sports on NBC Radio.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we hope you have a wonderful wine, Chateau Martin wine.
I am rich about the Chateau Martin wine. A lovely treat, delicious when you dine. Sparkling Burgundy on ice. Try it once, you try it twice. You'll be nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
Life's more fun with Chateau Martin Burgundy wine, the wine that makes good dinners great. Rich, smooth dinner wine with the pleasantly dry, velvety flavor. A new delight, sip after sip, mellowed to perfection in 100-year-old oak casks. So wherever you are, we hope you have a wonderful wine, Chateau Martin Burgundy wine. And when you do, you'll agree with Gaston.
I am rich about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin blackberry wine. Had any lately?
It's 81 degrees and sunny in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town, USA.
Charlie, I got to compliment you on selling these used cars so fast.
Thanks, boss. I keep them sparkling clean with this Osro pressure washer. Attach hose, dial on detergent, wax, or clear water. And Osro's Tornado Car Vacuum cleans the inside as fast as you can say, sign here. Makes these wrecks look almost human again. One problem, though, since Monday, the Osro pressure washer has knocked off two fenders, and the Osro vacuum has pulled out four seats and a carpet. And, boss, keep your foot off that bumper.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC.
This is Bill Mazur with more of Monitor 67. In this half hour, we'll hear some fanciful ideas from Joe Garagiola about making track and field sports more exciting for the spectators, an interview with actor-artist Vincent Price, who described his West Coast home to Arlene Francis. First, Monitor music. Here are Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with MAME.
You have a rock that can't walk back in a style.
You may be from Manhattan, but you've never had a freedom.
our message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Champagne is the in drink with the in crowd. That's champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E, like nothing else you've ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Now Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by RCA Victor, featuring smart new buys for the swinging season. Here's Joe.
What would you like to see happen at a track meet? I'll be back with some of my choices after this from RCA Victor.
It's the sentimental season, the gift-giving season for moms, dads, brides, and grads. Time to give an RCA Victor gift, the gift that keeps on giving. For mom, there's the first portable color TV from RCA Victor, a truly portable set that can be carried from room to room. For dad, there's the latest idea in transistor radios, the RCA Victor beanbag, weighted on the bottom to stay put anywhere. That lovely bride is sure to love an RCA Victor swingline portable stereo, while every grad will go for the exciting new RCA Victor Minikin, a portable black and white TV that works on battery or house current. Yes, RCA Victor gifts are just right for the sentimental season. See the wide variety of gifts at your RCA Victor dealers. Everything from color TV to tape recorders. This year, give the gift that keeps on giving from RCA Victor.
Not long ago, there was a picture in the paper of sprinter Charlie Green from the University of Nebraska. He was shown winning a race, which isn't very unusual. What was unusual, though, was a look on his face as he won it. Instead of breaking the tape with his chest, he found that it was placed a little higher than usual, and it hit him across the neck. It also didn't break. And since he wasn't hurt, it was a funny picture. It got me to thinking about things that could happen at a track meet. Track meets can be very exciting, but not very colorful. Unlike a lot of other sports, there isn't much room for unusual things to happen. And the more I thought about it, the more I felt that it might be a good idea to see a different kind of track meet. For example, the big race is getting ready to start. The runners are all in position, and the starter is ready to send them on their way. He says, "Get ready, get set," and then lifts up the gun and fires. The runners are about 3 steps on their way, and suddenly a bird falls right at the starter's feet. Now, a lot of us have thought about that one. Or how about this one? A 260-pound shot putter picks up the shot as the crowd admires his muscles. And finally, he tucks it under his ear, and with a lot of grunts and groans, he lets it fly. And a little judge, about 5 feet tall and 110 pounds, takes the tape measure and measures the distance. And while the crowd is applauding the big guy, the little judge picks up the shot and throws it back, right over the shot putter's head. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the pine tar rags that baseball players rub their hands with to get a firm grip on the bat. Well, I was thinking what might happen if a guy who was running in a relay race used some of the pine tar. In fact, he used too much of it. Let's say he's running a third leg, and he gets the baton and takes off. He runs around the track and finally catches up to the anchor man. He passes the baton to his teammate, and then finds out that he can't let go of it himself. You have a picture of those two guys sprinting around the track, both of them holding that baton? There is one possibility that really appeals to me. I've thought about it for a long time. I was talking to a guy one day who mentioned what a great idea would be if someone could come up with a pole for pole vaulters that would telescope. And that way a pole vaulter could carry his own pole from meet to meet in a case no bigger than one that might be used for, we'll say, a clarinet. Okay? Now here's the picture. The bar is set at 18 feet. It's going to be a new world's record if the vaulter can clear it. He takes off down the runway, and there he goes, up, up, up. He's just about to make it when the pole starts to telescope, and little by little, he comes back to Earth. I'll tell you something else about this track meet. I'd not only like to see it, I'd also like to interview those guys after it's over. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for Kendall.
You're hearing the sound of power, the sound of the new breed of hot, high-performance engines. They're super in performance, but they need super lubrication. Get it with Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Here's Kendall quality personified. It's refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil. It's reinforced with special additives to prevent deposits, scuffing, foaming, and excessive wear. If you are driving one of the sportier cars, Kendall GT1 Racing Oil will protect your engine, whether you're on the road, in competition, or in city traffic. Ask your dealer today for Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola is a regular feature of Weekend Monitor. Right now, the time is 15 minutes before the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Now, famous opera star Robert Merrill sings a famous classic.
Shaped is the one for you to have when you're having more than one. Shaped pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world.
This week may be the hottest yet and the thirstiest. Will you have enough Schaefer beer on hand to weather it? Chances are you'll want plenty, because the first glass of Schaefer is just the beginning. Schaefer gives you first beer pleasure that keeps coming through beer after frosty cold beer. So don't get caught short. Be sure to have plenty of Schaefer beer in your refrigerator. Pick up extra six packs today.
Monitor 67, Bill Mazur sitting in for Ed McMahon. Ahead, Arlene Francis will be talking with actor Vincent Price about his unusual home in California. First, let's hear the plaintive lament of Dinah Shore. Loneliness is my lover.
Loneliness is my lover.
My lover.
Traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service, Brian, and offer low-interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
What would happen if everybody would turn their air conditioners around? Would it make the streets cooler?
Excedrin headache number 12. Who was that blonde at the party?
I didn't know you liked big blondes.
That blonde, you know who the blonde is?
Yes.
My boss's wife.
That big, fat, blonde blimp.
That's not a nice thing to say.
Romeo, Mr. Romeo. You didn't have to kiss her feet.
That was the dance. It's a Chinese dance. Barbara said everybody in the floor...
What's that little green bottle?
This is Excedrin.
Oh, you have a headache?
You have given me an Excedrin headache.
If you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything less than Excedrin? The extra strength pain reliever.
And when your headache is gone, you can hold it high again. As our Spanish-speaking friends say, cabeza arriba, head up, which, by a strange coincidence, is the name of a song which the Baja Marimba Band is about to play.
Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent Army Archer visiting Jill St. John, vivacious co-star of Banning, a Universal picture. I guess you're an authority on the country club crowd, Jill.
Because of the picture? Well, that depends on whether the country clubbers in Banning are typical Army.
If they are, all club membership should zoom sky high, Jill. Banning's a sizzler, and your performance is just great.
Thank you, sir. But something tells me you're leading the witness.
Now, how could I do that?
Easily. Country club talk makes me think of the outdoors, the sun.
And the Coppertone?
You see? Well, I confess, I've joined the Tannibles, and I'm glad. I think Coppertone gives you a better tan.
Know why? Coppertone's enriched with special moisturizers that make your skin more tannable.
And keep it so satiny smooth.
You're a most cooperative witness, Jill.
I love the deep, rich tan I get with Coppertone.
That's my case. Thank you, Jill St. John.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Vincent Price, well-known movie bogeyman, is a world traveler. As a buyer of original art for the Sears collection, as a collector of gourmet recipes, or as an on-location actor in another of his successful horror films. When he isn't traveling, he and his wife are usually at home in Holmby Hills, West Los Angeles, which we'll be hearing about in just 1 minute. You can't argue with success, and that's why my friends at O'Brien are repeating an offer that was an overwhelming success the first time round. I'm referring to the O'Brien booklet on the 18th century art of decoupage. I'll tell you how to get this booklet in a moment. First, a little about decoupage itself. It's an old technique of copying hand-painted Oriental lacquerware. It involves the application of a picture to an object and getting this picture to recede into the background by applying many coats of varnish. O'Brien's interest in decoupage was stimulated by the happy discovery that their own Pen Chrome Clear Satin Varnish works most effectively. O'Brien's booklet shows you how to do it in 9 easy-to-follow steps. For your free copy, write to me, Arlene Francis, in care of NBC Monitor, New York, 10020, New York. Be sure to include your own name and address. Send it to me, Arlene Francis, in care of NBC Monitor, New York, 10020, New York. Vincent Price, how would you describe your home to someone who's never seen it?
Well, Arlene, somebody who came to see it one time described it as Mabel Norman modern. Now, you remember Mabel Norman. It's what's known as Mediterranean on the West Coast. And it's a divine house for us because the living room has 22-foot ceilings. Ooh. We have a great deal of very modern art, you know.
You have a modern lawn, too, don't you?
Yes, we have a very modern lawn. It's all brick.
And
yes, the only kind you don't have to mow.
But now there is something on that brick lawn that causes quite a lot of talk. What is that?
Well, it always comes as a terrible surprise to us that other people don't have this same thing sitting in their backyard. We have a 26-foot totem pole. It's a very famous totem pole, as a matter of fact.
Why?
Well, there's kind of history about it. It once belonged to John Barrymore, who stole it from the Indians. And there it sat on his estate until we found it long after he had passed away and sort of preserved it.
What about the interior of the house, though? What's that like?
Well, it's Mediterranean, and it's kind of wonderful. The living room is 45 feet long and about 30 feet wide and 26 feet high, and it's very beautiful. And for modern pictures, you know, because all modern painters are determined to paint the entire wall.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, now, what do you have, white walls?
We have pure white walls.
Yeah.
And raw wood, and then modern paintings.
And then what do you do about the furniture? I'm sure that isn't modern.
Well, an end table in this room looks rather peculiar, you know. It looks like an Ouija board. So Mary and I went out, we bought some old shutters from some Mexican houses, and we sort of mounted them on trestles. And they're really doors, but they look like end tables in this room.
Is there any special thing in the house that gives you pleasure?
Well, I love this house because it never is the same. Suddenly, we'll be in South Seas or something, and we'll fall in love with shells. And then we collect shells for 5 years. And now we're on a big kick because I've just been in South Africa of semi-precious clunks of stone.
Well, what would they be like?
Oh, they're beautiful. Great clunks.
And they're rough, aren't they?
Rough, uncut. Yeah. And they're such glorious colors, and that's our latest kick.
What's your daughter Mary Victoria's room like?
Well, she was 5 years old, about 2 weeks ago, and it's filled with her own creations. My daughter can create, I would say, about 700 masterpieces a week. And her father, who is madly in love with her, cannot throw any of them away. And it's terrible. I'm going to have the largest collection in the world of my daughter's drawings.
They're all drawings?
Of course, yes.
Uh-huh.
And crayons.
She doesn't work in clay or anything like that
thank
yet.
Thank heavens, no.
Thank you so much, Vincent Price, for stopping by to talk with me today. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor, and now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Sure, you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Listen again tomorrow for Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. You're tuned to Monitor 67, and I'm Bill Mazur.
Keep tuned to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
A mother's love is the same the world over, and the love her child returns is universal too. But how sad when mother cannot fill her children's simplest need for food. That's the daily tragedy faced by millions of mothers overseas. This year, for Mother's Day, many honored their own mother and helped some needy mother feed her children. Through CARE, it's good to send a food package overseas in your mother's name any time of the year. CARE will deliver the package and mail your mother a card telling her how you marked Mother's Day or any special day. Imagine the joy of knowing that somewhere in Asia, Africa, or Latin America, a mother and her child will be fed, and that they'll know that you and your mother cared. Remember, two mothers this Mother's Day, this year, as was done by many, and any day of the year, by helping the needy overseas through CARE. Be sure to include your mother's name and address and your own with your donation to CARE, New York, 10016.
Game call because of darkness? Bill Mazza will enlighten you weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.